And his big teeth?
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
Moo.
You say a calf moos? How about a cow when she's hungry?
Well, she does the same thing, all that. A louder, bigger tone.
Tell the cave blatant.
Blate?
Mm-hmm. Cave.
Uh-huh. Is that what you'd say?
Well, I'd say bleeding.
How about the sound a horse makes when he's hungry?
He whinnies.
Any special term for a chicken that's sitting on a bunch of eggs?
Sitting hen. Setting hen. You don't say she's a sitting hen, she's a setting. S-E-T. Yeah. Now that's very, very definite.
Oh, yeah.
Spelling there. They make a distinction in that. She is one that sets.
In Pennsylvania, those are sometimes called glucks.
Well,
that old gluck over there. What do you call that piece of chicken that comes right out of here and has the bone that looks like
the pulley bone?
Uh-huh.
Wishbone. We usually say pulley bone because you pull it to make a wish.
Uh-huh.
It's either a wishbone or a pulley bone.
If you want to get your cows in from pasture, do you call them ever?
Yes, God does.
How do you call those?
I let him call them.
It's okay.
That brings in the cows? What if you want them to stand still when you're milking them?
Huh?
When you're milking them and they move around, what do you tell
them?
You
say so.
So.
And if you want them to get want them to move their leg,
you say, let them back your foot.
Have some more whistles in here. Anything is wrong with the train, if he has a flat wheel or anything, it'll wake me up, but I don't ever hear them go by. You'd think that I was sleeping right here, or if I'm not sleeping, not resting too good, I'd hear them.
What do you call your pigs to get them to come in when it's feeding time?
Piggy.
Piggy?
Mm-hmm.
How about
Soup piggy.
here they come, huh? How about sheep?
Co-sheep.
Chickens?
Just chick-a-chick-chick-chick-chick. Well, that's all we ever say. I think that's common with most people.
Would you say it's far from here to the fence out here?
Did I say how far it is?
If somebody said, is it far out there to the fence, what would you say?
I'd say no, not far. It isn't even a far piece out there.
That's a fur piece.
A fur piece, yes.
Yeah. Well, what did you do when you put land into cultivation?
Well, when it's brand new land, you know, like this was, you break the land.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people say that yet in just going out and plowing the land that's been in cultivation for years, they say they're breaking the land. Uh-huh. Most people say that instead of saying plowing.
Uh-huh. And down around the creek, what do you do if you're getting that land ready, where there are trees and things like that?
Well, they have to destroy the trees, pull them out, or cut them down and pull out the stumps. Now, in Georgia, they have so many that they don't pull the stumps out. They just go round about them.
Contour farm.
Mm-hmm.
What else might you have to take out? Trees?
And brush of all kinds.
What is brush?
Well, it's...